This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Oak Park native and organ aficionado Neil Francis infuses his original music with the classic soul vibe of the 1960s and 70s. His debut album, Changes, is accompanied by lyrics that document his work to overcome addictions and other demons. A year later, his new single, Don't Call Me No More, continues that effort. But before he addressed those serious songs, Francis told WGLT about his early keyboard training, which included playing the pipe organ as a grade schooler during biweekly masses at his Catholic church in Oak Park.
I thought it was fantastic because I would get to sit in the back and not pay attention and just, you know, play okay. the pipe organ when it was time. Especially when I got a little older, I started messing around. I would just blast that thing and play it. Like, it got really, really loud. You know, the last hymn of the service for like school services, you know, it would really piss off my classmates. Also, when I would play like all five verses of the hymn because they were trying to get out of the church service. Yeah, that's a stupid story, but
no,
it was better than like we would have like bi-weekly masses. So it was a nice way to like kind of break up the, like, I wasn't just sitting there, at least, you know.
Neil Francis is our guest here on WGLT's Sound Ideas. You got a new single out. It's called Don't Call Me No More. Let me play a little bit of this one, all right?
Give the people what they want. I keep telling lies until I make it. You think I got what you want? Everything I have is for the taking.
Giving people what they want, I'll keep telling lies till I make it.
Where's yeah, that's from the song.
Where does that come from?
Well, I mean, the song's about this girl that I was seeing across town that it was kind of a clandestine situation. There was a time at which I, like, you know, needed to give that relationship up. And I suppose the songs, the lyrics now just seem a little bit harsh and two-dimensional, but at the time I wrote it like the day of the recording session, and I was just like going through this instance where like she kept hitting me up, and it was really hard for me to, you know, not indulge and go over and see her, even when I knew it was something I shouldn't be doing.
Do yourself a favor.
The whole lying, cheating, like, that's just been a character defect that I've been trying to sort through, you know, my entire adult life. You know, at times it's difficult, man. I'm just trying to write about it and be honest about it.
Keep your hands off my.
Call Me No More is the new single from our guest, Neil Francis. A year ago, we were talking about the album Changes. It hadn't quite come out yet, but you had the single, These Are the Days. And the album turned out to be, as I'm hearing it, is exactly what you're talking about. Trying your best to turn your life around, to turn your habits around, things like that. Let me play the song Changes, parts 1 and 2, just a little bit. So you were hinting at some of those problems that you have gone through, and you're very open about it on your website as well, some of the addictions that you've had, some of the problems that has led to breaking up with bands. How did you get past all of that?
I'm not past it. It's just still, like, I gave up drinking, and I haven't had a drink since October of 2015, and I'm not here to make anybody uncomfortable, but I'm just like, I want to be transparent about my life. I feel like I help more people that way. You know, I get more out of it that way. So it's just a daily something we all deal with. You know, it's just like wake up and try and do better the next day and, you know, mitigate this daily suffering that's attached to all these things that I think I want. I want everything now. I want everything yesterday. I'm an instant gratification type of person, and where I find the most peace and serenity is where I like detach myself from material possessions and, you know, physical things.
And I'm not really sure how to live my life. I'll just take it slow. I'll just take it slow.
After I've written them and released them, they're taking on new meaning, you know, even for myself. Changes is a really apt title for the record. You know, I have like a really cosmic attachment to it. And the next record, I'm going to be writing about things that have to do with my relationships in sobriety. And I'm writing that material now. And I'm learning so much about myself and trying to stay committed to, you know, my own mental health and spiritual growth.
And I'm guessing this music kind of keeps you on that path.
Yeah, well, I have these opportunities ahead of me today, and I just can't believe all the stuff that's happening in the last few months, just things that we have on the horizon that are booked. Like, some of it I can't even share with you, but it's just, it's like I'm living a life beyond my wildest dreams, and I want to keep that, and I want to grow, and I want to back and show my gratitude for everything that's happened to me, because, you know, I still feel like I'm living on borrowed time every day that I'm sober.
Well, Neil Francis, your calling card is what I would call retro soul. I don't know how you would put it, but it sounds like stuff from the late 60s, early to mid-1970s that Stax Music and those guys were putting out. Is this a sound that you feel tethered to, or are you looking to incorporate more sounds?
Well, I've thought about that a lot. You know, I don't need to be anachronistic with my songwriting or the content of my songs, and I don't really want to be paying tribute or imitating anybody, but I'm so in love with the sonic profile of the music that was created in that period that, like, I just, you know, for the time being, for the foreseeable future, I'm just interested in creating music that has that sort of palette of sounds. And I love using that old equipment. And it's like, you know, if an oil painter were told that they could achieve the same results using an iPad to create whatever work they're creating, would they be compelled to use it over their oil paints? Like, that's kind of how I feel like with using tape and all this old, you know, messed up analog gear, is that there's a lot more involved in the recording process, and it may be more cumbersome at times, but I just like the results that are achieved.